Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. It's 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York. Wednesday night already. So we're already halfway through the week, and I hope everyone's having a good work week so far and gearing up for a great weekend ahead of us with the holiday coming up for some. And very excited to have on the show this evening, Ray Geringer. Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Ray, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Fort Pierce, okay. Now, do you spend most of your time down there?
I spend 6 months in Florida, 6 months up in at the farms up in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Okay, so pretty vast difference in climate, I guess, right?
Well, you got that right.
So, Ray, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, and how you got to where you are exactly today?
Okay, I'm 90 years old. I'm a graduate of Milwaukee School Systems, Marquette University. I got a degree in engineering, BME. I got a degree in law. I was a district attorney, a city attorney, county judge, circuit judge, reserve judge, you name it. I was a judge from 1972 to 2011. I also own a farming operation. I was a founder of a farming operation, Buda Geringer Farms, which is at one time was number 12 in the nation for food and primary potatoes, but we also grow corn, peas, beans, sweet potatoes, you name it. And we have a company which is also, I was a founder of that one as a partner. I also am a partner in Seats. Mm-hmm. And Seats is seatstech.com, www, a website I want you to look at. And I will tell you this, that my sole purpose of joining you people was for sale of the intellectual property of Seats and or the pyrotrons, which are the chambers, and these chambers were used in the outer space to produce food for the astronauts, and we're, of course, preferably potatoes because that's our main crop, but it can be used for soybeans, corn, or other crops. Our astrotubers are trademarked and patented. The present method for seed potatoes is greenhouse or hydroponic. Our astrotubers are produced in a controlled environment, therefore making them nearly perfect and all the same, with 6 crops per year from the chambers instead of 2 crops per year from the competition. Please review our website, www.seedstech.com. That says it all.
Now, how exactly did you come up with this idea? Was this just something that you developed, or is it a team of you that you work with?
Okay, here's the situation. This University of Wisconsin was the primary builder of the pyrotrons, or the chambers.
Okay.
The gentleman who was in charge of the program was Ray Bula, and Ray Bula is an uncle of the partner in Mark Bula in Bula Geringer Farms. And it was his idea. He got it patented, and he is the engineer or agronomist that was his idea. And there's another partner, which is Wayne Harris, who was president of Forward Wisconsin, owned 11 McDonald's at one time. And he's a partner, and a lady from Poland who is extremely knowledgeable on potatoes in the Ukraine and Poland and Russia and what have you over there. And Ray Bula, of course, and myself. I was primarily the backer.
And as far as where you guys got the support from now, you know, because you came up with this idea, right?
Right.
Who do you pitch this to exactly, and how do you get it off the ground?
Oh, Okay, right now we have sold chambers in the United States. We sold chambers in Russia. We sold chambers in Ukraine. And, of course, we're working on other nations. The undeveloped nations are our primary customer because they are the ones that need seed potatoes. And the shipping seed potatoes are 90% water. So with this system, they can produce their own seed by having chambers on their farms.
And so as far as getting the word out about the company and such, what have you guys done? I mean, I know you have the website, obviously. And again, for everyone listening, it is CETSTECH.com. What have you guys done as far as marketing goes? You know, because for a lot of people, I'm sure, they're not really – probably don't understand what exactly that they are going to be getting from you guys. And, you know, I can obviously tell that, you know, this is an advanced operation that you have.
This is advanced intellectual property, which was developed to feed the astronauts.
Right.
In other words, these when the astronauts are up there, they had to have lettuce, they had to have potatoes, they had to have food. And these chambers produce the food. And the United States of Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin, and Ray Bula were instrumental in getting this going. And that's how we got into it.
Interesting. Now, but what was it now? So what did they have before you developed this? Before this,
everything was grown in greenhouses or hydroponically. Now, when you grow in a greenhouse or a hydroponic, you're subject to the atmosphere, which means that you're governed by the sun. Okay, by this process that we have, it's all done by computers, where the amount of fertilizer, the amount of water, the amount of light is all governed by the needs of the plant, and therefore we have a nearly perfect product and all the same. Whereas when you have the atmosphere in a greenhouse or hydroponically, you're governed by the sun, which if you've ever been in a greenhouse, is either too hot or too cold, never just right. And so therefore, our product is far superior to that which is grown in a greenhouse and grown hydroponically.
So, controlled growing environments really do play that much of an impact on food.
Oh, God, yes. Don't forget, when you're in outer space, there's no bugs, no chemicals, no contaminants. Everything is perfect. In other words, so when it's grown in that environment, it's controlled. In other words, the light, everything is controlled by a computer.
Uh-huh. Now, does this do anything to... Does the way that you guys are able to set this up, does it affect nutrition or taste or anything of that nature?
Okay, what it does, it gives the producers of the seed a product that is the same every time. In other words, there's no contamination, and it's almost what I would say perfect because it's in a controlled environment.
And what about as far as the timing of everything? Does it speed up the process at all, or again, is that pretty much standard?
Oh, yes, we get six crops per year, whereas when you grow them hydroponically or greenhouses, you only get two crops a year because you're governed by the sun.
Very interesting. Wow.
Don't forget, we feed these plants... through a computer which is geared to the demands of the plant. There's a plant when it's small demands less light than when it's large. And from the same point, if you want foliage, you use one color of light. If you want tubers, you use another color of light. In other words, all this is done based upon the needs of the plant rather than the sun.
Right. So who who comes to you then and says, "Hey, we need your services"? I mean,
The big ones, of course, would be like Pepsi Cola or Frito-Lay, which is the largest producers of potatoes in the world. And we're working with them right now. Also, from the standpoint, those are consumers. Now, also, we work with large farmers, because in a large farm, let's say you got a farm in the middle of nowhere in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to ship in potatoes from the United States when it's 90% water? Wouldn't you rather develop your own potato seed and not worry about the freight on water?
Huh. Yeah, that's very interesting, I gotta say.
Right. Now,
I mean, it's
now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the downside of that. Right now, with Putin and Ukraine, they're in a state of confusion right now. What the hell is going on in Russia, and what the hell is going on in Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, I'm 90 years old, and I never seen a world in worse shape than it is right now. Look what's
right.
going on all over. Christ, some way
yeah.
scares the hell out of you, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
All these people getting killed and everything else. Christ, scares the hell out of you. Okay, now
yep.
with Putman, he wants to do, I think, is go back to where they were before World War II and have these, like Ukraine and half of these countries around there, all be part of the Soviet Union. That's what he's trying to do. That's why he took that port on the Black Sea, because he needed that port for shipment. You know what I mean?
Huh. Yeah. So what do you think as far as the future of this technology goes? I mean, what's next in it?
Okay, what is next in it? What is next in it is that we got to figure out how to overcome the status quo. Now, the status quo is greenhouses. Now, there's a lot of people with millions of dollars invested in greenhouses. So
right.
we got to get them convinced that sooner or later they'll go our way because we are superior. But greenhouses can become obsolete too, you know. So we're fighting status quo right now.
Do you see status quo to be such a challenge, though? I mean, does it really stand in the way that much?
Well, put it this way: status quo is always a problem because a lot of people fight change. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But no, it's
very
it's,
true.
We will prevail. We have prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we sold quite a few of these.
Yeah. And so. I know that on your website it lists, and correct me if I'm saying anything wrong here, but is it Phytotrons? Phytotrons?
Phytotrons, right.
Phytotrons.
So these chambers,
what exactly do they do, and how do they work exactly? Can you share with us a little bit about that more?
It's okay. When you go on that SeedsTechKey.com, you'll see it all right there. The chambers
mm-hmm.
are about 4 feet. Well, they're the length of a 8-foot fluorescent bulb, and they're wide enough so you can reach in, and they're high enough to have the plant. So it's almost like a coffin. You know what I mean?
Right.
The size of a coffin. And now we also advanced to the lights, which LTDs or whatever the hell they are, where. Instead of the fluorescence, because we can take advantage of the colors.
What are the colors exactly matter?
The colors of the light determines the growth of the particular part of the plant. In other words, if you want a large root, you use one color. If you want a lot of foliage, you use another color, because that all affects the growing of the plant. See, this is all done by computer,
mm-hmm.
based upon the needs of the plant and what you want that plant to do.
Now, as far as the computer system goes, who developed that?
That was developed by Rivola.
And is it solely now, is this something that he has, you know, that people have learned and they're aware of the functionality of?
Okay. When you buy, let's say we basically sell 10 chambers for a small producer and we try to sell 24 for a large producer. Okay, what happens on that is that determines the output. And from the standpoint, it's all, when you sell it, it's not like buying a refrigerator where you just plug it in. You got to plug it in, but you also have a training program, which we take care of with the agronomists from Russia or the agronomists from Ukraine, wherever we sell it. We bring them into our plant and give them an educational system on how this works.
Wow. So you guys actually,
selling the product. You're not only selling the product, you're selling the educational system with it, which includes the training on a computer.
Wow. I have to imagine that this is something that people genuinely probably need, right? I mean, no one walks into
definitely.
This and says, right, right. And
okay.
How does that work then for you guys now? Does it take a while to train everybody?
Okay, our program is roughly 30 days. Now, we have, and the one gentleman from Russia spent the entire growing season on the farms watching it grow. To become educated on not only on the seed, but on the rest of the program,
right?
Which is growing other potato. So it depends upon the desire. We guarantee 30 days. And
okay.
Other than that, they pay. Now 30 days goes with it. You know what I mean?
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, have you guys ever run into an issue with someone, though, where the software, you know, was beyond their capabilities?
No, not at all. Because don't forget, you got two things involved. You got science involved, and you got finance involved.
Right.
The science we got cut down. The financing right now in the world market. Can you imagine the world market right now? It's crazy.
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where's Putman going?
Yep. Yeah.
Where's Syria? Where the hell are all these people going? They're nuts, aren't they?
Yeah, you certainly have a point. Yeah. As far as, you know, do you guys have any sort of current or modern, like, competition or competitors out there that are doing something similar to what you guys offer?
No, because we're patented, and our AstroTubers are patented, and we have trademarks.
Nice. That's great.
We have patents all over the world.
So as far as that goes now, let me ask you about that. I mean, so do you have clients that come in from all over the world then?
Sure. And we got universities coming in, too, because this is a science. We're dealing with a lot of universities where we're training young people in college on the program.
That's tremendous. And I'm assuming that the general feedback from people has been pretty overwhelming, right?
Well, put it this way. They're astounded.
Right. That's great. And,
the reason, my sole purpose was to obtain assistance from who's who to sell our intellectual property of seats, controlled environment technology systems. We wanted to sell the company or Pyrotons chambers. That's our goal. I'm 90 years old. Hey, I ain't got too much longer to go. Where am I going, huh?
Hey, you never know, all right? I mean, with advancements in technology, you don't know. You just don't.
Well, put it this way.
And I got to say, for 90 years old,
the odds are against you. The odds are against you.
For 90 years old, you still sound like you're, you know, you're doing very well for yourself.
Put it this way, intellectually, I'm doing real well, but physically. The mind is strong, but the flesh is weakest.
So Ray, I got to ask now, with the amount of time that you spend, how do you kind of, you know, spend your days between where you are now in Florida to, you know, back in Wisconsin? I mean, are you constantly going back and forth? Do you handle a lot of what you have to do, you know, from the comfort of where you are?
Okay, now, I am fully retired.
Mm-hmm.
On the farming operation, my children have taken over the farming operation with our partner, Mark Bula. As to the seats, I'm fully retired, but I've still got my nose in there, you know, because
right.
I'm concerned what they're doing, and I'm trying to help the situation. Now, this is all my own doing. In other words, this is my own program.
Sure.
Okay, I'm talking about who's who, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I was always impressed with who's who, but I don't know if I'm right or not.
Well, now I'm curious to know a little bit more about the people that you have, or you know, that work now at Seats, and as far as
yes.
as they go, the staff there, what are they like?
As I told you before, our CEO is a young lady. She's about 40. She's from born and raised in Poland. She was in the potato industry in Poland. She knows
right,
all
yes.
about it. And of course, she is the CEO. The
gotcha.
Other gentleman is Wayne Harris. Wayne Harris, as I told you before, was a vice president of McDonald's. He owned 11 McDonald's at one time. He started the McDonald House and all that stuff. And he is a partner. And the other partner is Ray Bula, who is the agronomist, the scientist from the University of Wisconsin, who invented the whole program.
Right. Wow. As I'm going through the website, and again, I want to make sure that anyone just joining us a little late tonight checks out CETSTECH.com. That's SeatTech.com.
You got it.
I'm on the site. You know, why don't you tell people about the AstroTuber? I'm curious just because, again, I don't know. I don't have a technological background. So what exactly is the AstroTuber? What does it do?
Well, the AstroTuber is a small potato. It's real small. And you use that as the starting seed for your plantings. It's the starting seed. It's the basic seed.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do,
and then from that,
you plant that for field growth 1, then you replant it for field growth 2. If you want to multiply it any further, you plant for field growth 3, and that is all certified seed.
Interesting. And as far as the benefit then of using the AstroTuber, what can you say about that?
Okay, well, the benefit of that is that you are producing your own seed at your own site rather than shipping in potatoes from Brazil or from the United States or Canada or Mexico or whatever the hell. You're producing your own seed on your own farm.
And in a couple of thoughts and sentences, really, what do you think is the importance of a company like Seats?
The importance of a company like Seats is that you control the seed that you're about to use on your farm, and you're going to have the best seed ever.
Do you see in the future that, you know, this is going to be something that people really need to get on board with?
Definitely.
And is it because, would you say, of the climate issues that are, you know, arising everywhere?
The name of the game is controlled environment.
Right.
We are in a controlled environment, which means we're not governed by the sun. We're not governed by the rain. We generate whatever that plant needs at the time of the need.
And is that why How old were you exactly when you thought of, you know, of a controlled environment for growth like this?
Okay, we formed Boulogne Farms way back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And we came into this based upon Ray Bula being an uncle of Mark Bula, and we thought it had merit.
So this was way back.
Plus, we buy about $2 million worth of seed a year ourselves.
Hmm. So this started for you really in the 1960s where you thought of something.
Right.
That
I developed
now,
the farms. I developed the farms with the University of Wisconsin and Northwestern Mutual Insurance Company and the gentleman who had the franchise on the Valley Systems, which was the irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
I was partner with the county agent, and I was a district attorney. I had a part-time job as district attorney, which meant I could practice law on the side. So we bought farms. We bought over 100 farms.
Wow. And look at where you are now.
Well, put it this way. My mind is strong, but my flesh is weak.
Now, did this take a toll on you at all? I mean, would you consider yourself a workaholic? Did you have to work towards this, you know, hours a day?
Hell no. I was judge. Judge was my main job. And
okay.
From the standpoint, and I traveled and I spent time in Milwaukee, Madison, plus I covered 11 counties in my own district. So I did a lot of travel. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Exactly.
Besides that, the state of Wisconsin, the checks are good.
Well, that's good to hear, of course.
Right.
So Ray, as we're winding down to the last 2.5 minutes of the show, what do you want people to know most importantly about your work and Seats LLC in general?
What I want who's who to give me some publications or some, get the word out is what the hell we do. And that's why I threw in that $1,400.
And hopefully, like I said, you can achieve that, and the word will certainly be out there on this show. I can say that this is by far one of the most interesting pieces of business to really come to our table here on CMC Radio. And I got to say, you probably have a lot to be proud of. It sounds like you did a lot of really good work while you were working crazy,
hey,
right? I mean,
we grow potatoes all over the United States.
That's tremendous.
Right now we're probably number 20 in the nation for food. Boulogne Farms.
And Ray, any parting words for the show as we're now unfortunately down to the final minute?
No, other than the fact that you know what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to sell the company.
Sure.
Or else sell Pyrotrons to whoever we can.
All right. Well, Ray Gehringer, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. We hope, like I said, everything goes well for Seats LLC. And please, everybody, like I said, please check out seatstech.com. That's CETSTECH.com. Raymond, have a great evening, and hopefully you come back on the show sometime soon. We'll find out a little more.
Okay, what I did, I sent a little note to you, regular mail, that you will get. And what is the relationship between CNC Radio, Creative Media, Inc., and Empire Publishing?
For us, I'm only on the radio side of things. So
going in the radio
Empire
side, okay.
You're right, yeah.
Okay.
All right,
and I'm speaking to Rob Way.
May.
May. Rob May.
Yep.
Okay, Rob, I think you did a wonderful job, and I thank you for your help.
All right. Thank you. Take care, Ray.
Okay, bye-bye.